This episode of PT Talker is brought to you by SurfaceAid, the antimicrobial you use just once every 30 days. Imagine how clean and healthy your clinic will be without spraying noxious chemicals in between every patient. Instead, a spray bottle with soapy water or plain water to remove anything left behind. SurfaceAid is available from Advantage Medical, a 32-ounce bottle, just $22. Save money with SurfaceAid. 800-577-5694 to order.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
You're back with PT Talker, and thank you for joining us again. This is our first broadcast in the month of April. It's actually April Fool's Day, but no joke here today. We've got actually a very serious topic, one that I think you'll find very interesting. I guess it's not all that serious, but David Gottfeld is with us. He is a fellow from the Gray Institute. David, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. I actually have had Gary Gray. Probably you would, call him your mentor?
Yes, correct. A dear friend and a mentor.
Yeah, I've had him on the show. Very well received. We actually may have him back because we got such a good response from all the great information that he shared with our listeners. But actually, I guess I should tell everyone that your name caught my attention because of an article that you wrote. So we'll get to that in just a minute. But you are considered, your calling in life is an injury prevention post-rehab specialist. Now, that's a mouthful. Can you tell our listeners exactly what that means? What do you do?
Sure. What I found over the years, I started working at the National Rehabilitation Hospital, working with physical therapists. And what I found was that because of insurance restrictions, patients were being discharged too soon, and we as trainers in the fitness industry really need to have a better understanding of biomechanics, stresses, and forces on the body. And I felt that I better sharpen my skills and really learn as much as possible about biomechanics and stress. So I went and studied under various biomechanics specialists and Gary to learn as much as possible. So I work in collaboration with physical therapists where they may treat the acute injury. I'll look at why the injury happened, why was excessive stress placed on that area, and come up with a strategy to help strengthen the weak links.
And I'm assuming you are working quite a bit with athletes?
Yeah, actually, you know, my youngest is 10, my oldest is 87, but I have a huge number of athletes, and those who have listened to Gary, we really look at what is the task they're trying to achieve. It could be getting out of a chair, or it could be running the 40-yard dash quicker,
yeah.
Getting out of a three-point stance quicker. So it really depends.
Sure, and I'm sure that it could also apply over into the industrial setting as to how I do my job and how I got hurt at my job.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, good. Well, you know, I read your article. You posted an article in the Gray Institute newsletter, I believe it was February of 2009, and it was called The Rhythm of the Knee Joint. And I thought it was an excellent article. Can you just give our listeners a little bit of background, and let's talk a little bit about your article.
Sure. What I was really trying to convey is that the body is so interdependent. And we tend to look at the knee as the problem. The knee is screaming at us. You know, Gary uses the term we have noisemakers and troublemakers in the body. We tend to listen to the thing that's screaming at us. So when we have knee tracking issues or the knee is screaming at us, we tend to look at the knee. When really we want to look at what position is the knee giving us trouble in, and then where are the helpers? What are they doing? Are they doing their job? Are they doing enough? Chances are they're not doing enough, which forces excessive stress, and then the knee starts talking to you.
Mm-hmm. So is there a difference between noisemaker or troublemakers, or are those kind of the same thing?
Well, you have the troublemakers are really the ones not doing the job, and the noisemakers are the ones screaming at you, and you really want to look at everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you really want to make sure, why is that joint talking to you? Why is that, more importantly, that position talking to you? And, you know, where are the, you know, then you start looking at compensations, and it could be down from to the other foot. And you just really want to look at all the joints and how they interrelate And is everything doing its job appropriately?
Okay. So let's just say that I'm a physical therapist and I've got a knee. One of my patients comes in with a knee. And you can come up with maybe something common that you see, patellar tendonitis. I don't know
sure.
what you work with. What would be the steps that I would follow in order to find out what the rhythm of the knee joint is?
Really what you'd say is, okay, you ask the patient or the client, what can you do, what can't you do, and what do you need to be able to do? And that should give you an idea of what position specifically is a problem. And then you look at when they're in that position, why is the patellar tendon getting excessively strained? Why is it too much load being placed on it? Are they lacking motion somewhere else? A lot of times you'll find they become very quad dominant, very sagittal plane dominant, where their knee is, in order to achieve knee to bend over or to do a squat or to reach over into a lunge, their knee has excessive stress placed on it, which puts too much force on that tendon. We may lack motion in the hip or lack motion in the ankle, and we may want to look at opening up motion in the hip and the ankle to take the stress off that patellar tendon.
So how would you go about, let's say, the hip or the ankle? What would you do, and how do you interact then with the physical therapist if you do it all?
Sure. The physical therapist would treat the acute inflammation with their, whether it's cryotherapy or some joint mobilizations or some stripping of scar tissue. And I'm going to look at, okay, based on the position that I see they have trouble in, and say it's a knee tracking issue, say it's going upstairs, they feel like the kneecap isn't quite in the right place, or the patellar tendon is getting irritated in that position when they are in hip flexion. It's all about having an appropriate amount of load. So I may find a position where, okay, I'll put them in stride stance. Let's say if the right knee is bothering them when they step up with that right leg, I'll put them on a step where a certain height, maybe 6 inches or 8 inches, and I'll have most of the weight sitting on the left leg, on the back leg. And I'll have them slowly just use a little pelvic driver where they're just shifting a little bit more weight onto that right knee. I kind of want to see where the knee goes. I kind of want to see, do they have discomfort? Do they have pain? How much can they tolerate? And then what we might do is say, okay, that's one plane of motion, just going forward and back in the sagittal plane. Let's try just rotating our pelvis a little to the left and to the right, add a little rotational force to the knee, see how the patellar tendon responds to it. Basically, we just want to see, basically, you want to keep them in a position of success. We don't mm-hmm. want to have discomfort. We want to find where are they successful, use an appropriate amount of load, and challenge the position as many ways as possible without causing pain.
So are you doing this based on pain rating scale, visual observation? Do you have some objective data? How are we measuring to know which is right or which is wrong?
You can read the client as far as are they wincing? Do they tell you it's really painful? Or more importantly, they will find a path of least resistance. They're going to shift and compensate to go somewhere else to avoid it. And that's where you find, does the knee dive in? Does it dive out? Watch where the kneecap tracks. You're going to find different positions that they're going to go to, and that's when you start tweaking things in function, mm-hmm. where we say, okay, fine, if we use a certain amount of load of the driver pelvis so many inches and the knee starts diving in, that's not a desired effect. Okay, we're going to tweak it a little bit differently. Maybe we have an arm reach the opposite way, which will create a different reaction to the knee. There's just different ways of, putting stress on the joint without causing pain, but loading the muscles appropriately.
So you're going to show me then a better way to move my body. Is that kind of it, so that I don't get hurt again?
Exactly. More efficient is the word I would use.
More efficient, okay. And so then how do I get that in my brain if I've grown up, I'm an 18-year-old athlete and I've been doing it this way all along. How do you change that behavior?
That's the beauty of function, which is we're loading the muscles subconsciously. In other words, I don't like to cue people because movement really should be subconscious. I always relate to back being a kid. I just did things. I didn't think about it. It just happened. We become very deliberate as we get older, and it tends to create compensations. So what I'll find is if their knee is not going the right direction, I'll have them use their hand. I'll say, okay, I want your knee to go the other way. What I'll have you do is I say, all right, I'll have your left hand. Let's have you reach the opposite direction. And what that's going to do is it's going to create a different reaction in the knee as well. So we can have you do different arm reaches. We can have you do a different hip reach. We can, you know, driving with the pelvis. We may, you know, change the angle of the step so it's a better load, so you don't compensate as much. But we can find different ways of almost tricking the client into doing what you want them to do without them knowing it. And then what you do is you give them a series of exercises to do at home that are going to build strength in these positions so that they, you know, when they're doing it in function, when they're moving around doing their tasks, they don't have to think. These muscles have started to catch up, and they start working on their own.
Mm-hmm. Are there some basic rules of thumb that you found in your years of working? How long ago did you become a fellow at Gray Institute?
I was in the first fellowship, which was 2007.
Okay. Have you found working with these patients over the year that there are some rules of thumb you might give to our listeners of some key things to look for each and every time? As regards to just overall.
Sure. What Gary has developed is what we call a principle-based program, which are sort of your anchor, the beliefs that we can all pretty much agree upon, which is everyone is an individual, everyone is unique. So the reason for their knee dysfunction is unique to that individual. So you want to find out as much as you can about that person as far as things that they do. But understanding that that knee is a reactive joint, it reacts to whatever the foot and hip tell it to do, and we better understand and make sure that the ankle is moving properly, the hip is moving properly in the positions that's needed so that knee lines up properly and that it's as efficient as possible. And that also movement really should be subconscious. So we don't want to cue people so much to do things, but if we can create a reaction that is subconscious, it's going to be much more effective for them.
All right. Very good. Excellent. Well, anything else we need to know about your article? Any of the key points that, what motivated you to create the rhythm of the knee joint?
Well, I guess it was my father having a hip replacement surgery. I've had a number of conversations with orthopedic surgeons, and he'll tell you, okay, we have to replace this joint. And my question is, my dad's 74 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both hips have the exact same mileage on them. Why did one go and not the other?
Yeah.
And the surgeon kind of looked at me and I said, isn't the mechanism that created that abnormal wear pattern still there? Doesn't that need to be addressed? And he said, yes. So we can change the part. And the interesting thing I find is mechanics of your car are very, astute at this. They'll tell you if you change, your tire is wearing. We can change the tire all we want, but unless you fix the alignment, that tire will keep wearing.
Yeah.
So we need to address those issues.
Great analogy. All right, very good. Well, if any of our listeners have any questions that they'd like to send to you, are you open to answering those?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. If you'd like to contact David, feel free to send me an email at feedback@pttalker.com, and we'll be happy to pass that on. David Gottfeld, you are an injury prevention post-rehab specialist, a fellow of the Gray Institute. Do you see Gary very often?
Not as much as I would like.
I like to,
we're all so busy. I do fly out to see some of the other fellows, in various parts of the country. But
yeah.
When he comes to town, I definitely like to get together with
him. Good. Well, great. You're in Bethesda, Maryland, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, keep up the good work. And do you mind if we post your article on our blog site, The Rhythm of the Knee Joint?
Not at all.
Okay, great. We will do that. Hope everyone out there enjoyed listening to David Gottfeld and his interesting perspective on how we go about treating injuries. And thank you, David, again for joining us. And want to remind everybody that all of our podcasts are available on iTunes. And this is Jeff Worrell. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.